The Mishnah that begins on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis continues teaching us Vafila Eved Vafila Shivcha Nemonim Loi Me'at Kan Tchon Shabbos Shalom Racham Esadov L'Hachmer L'Hakel. The Mishnah teaches us that an Isha or a Eved are Neman. The Rishonim, the Rosh, point out that even though our Mishnah teaches us that a Eved V'Shivcha are Neman, a cotton is not Neman. And in fact, Tosfos, the Rosh, quotes the Gemara Masechta Ksubos, that Tosfos as well, in Tosfos Afilu Eved Vafilu Shivcha Nemanim on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, quotes that the Mishnah, the Gemara says Masechta Ksubos, El Nemanim Lahoyd Begodlon, Mashura Bekotnan. The following individuals can say when they are adults what they saw when they were children. At Kan Hayinu Mahalchim Shabbos, until here did the Tchum go on Shabbos. So clearly, says the Rosh, from that Gemara we see that only an adult is Neman, but a cotton is not Neman. The Levush explains, why is a cotton not Neman? Because, as we've been learning, there's a concern that he won't really pay proper attention. Hilchos Tchumim are complicated, as we who are learning Masechta Erevin could certainly attest. And therefore, while you're a cotton, we can't trust a cotton under any circumstances. The Meiri asks, if that's the case, why is the Halacha, the Gemara says at the beginning of Masechta Pesachim, Daf Talar Amar Aleph, that a cotton is Neman for Bedikas Chametz? Why is he Neman for Bedikas Chametz and he's not Neman for Tchumim? So the Meiri actually wants to attempt to differentiate between a cotton she'igia l'chinuch that is Neman and a cotton that's shlo yigia l'chinuch that's not Neman. But the Meiri himself says that that isn't a proper distinction, and therefore the Meiri says that the difference is that when a cotton is saying Eidus regarding Tchum, it's something that happened regarding Bedikas Chametz. It's something that happened very recently. And that's when a cotton is Neman. On the other hand, when the cotton is saying about the Tchum, that happened a while ago. And since it happened a while ago, he's not Neman. Tosfos says that by Bedikas Chametz, the cotton is Neman, because he could do Bedikas Chametz. So something that he could do himself, he has Nemanus. Whereas a cotton is not Neman to measure the Tchum, as we discussed in the previous shiur. Only a Mumcha, somebody who's an expert in measuring, somebody who's an expert in the Halachas, is allowed to do the measuring. A cotton clearly cannot be the individual who does the measuring. And therefore, says Tosfos, since he can't do it himself, he has no nemanus. The Rashba says the difference between a cotton by Bedikas Chametz and a cotton regarding Tchumim is that the cotton that the Gemara Masechta Pesachim says is Neman by Bedikas Chametz is saying something that he himself did. So since it's a Drabonim, and he is testifying that it was he himself who did the Bedikas Chametz, that's why he's Neman. By Tchumim, as we just finished saying, certainly it was not the cotton himself who established the Tchum. He's just coming to testify on what somebody else did. And since he's testifying regarding something that somebody else did, that's why he's not Neman. Another teretz that the Rashba suggests why there's a difference between Bedikas Chametz and Tchumim is that Tchumim are established once. You have a city, you establish what is the Tchum of that city, and once the Tchum of that city is established, we can rely on it always. However, Bedikas Chametz is something that happens on an annual basis. And perhaps we could say not only does it happen on an annual basis, people prepare for Pesach not just one day before Pesach. People prepare for Pesach weeks in advance to Pesach. So there's much more involvement in the preparation for Pesach. And since there's so much more involvement in the preparation for Pesach, that's why the halacha is that that's something that we can even trust ketanim for. Clearly, as we just explained, ketanim are not neman by tchumen. However, our Mishnah clearly indicates that women are neman. And there's a three-way machlokes rishonim that I saw why women are neman. One pshat I saw is the Rashba. The Rashba says that even though we discussed previously that only an expert is the person who could do the measuring of the tchum, that doesn't exclude women. If a woman will be an expert in knowing how to measure, and a woman will be an expert in the halacha on how to measure, says the Rashba, a woman could measure. And therefore, since the woman could herself measure, that's why she's neman. Rabbeinu Yoinasan, the Meiri, say that the reason women are neman is because what is the woman saying? She's saying that I saw that expert measure. I was there when the expert is measuring. And to tell us what she saw the expert do, she has in the manas. The Bi'ah Halacha in Siman Shin Tzadik Taz has a different approach. What's happening over here is that the woman is coming along and telling us, I know that until this spot, it was where people used to always walk, that the tchum was, this was the tchum of the city. And the Isha, the woman, is believed to say that this was always the way it worked in this city. And the Bi'ah Halacha goes on to say, interestingly, that who says that just because that was what people always did, they were doing the right thing? So the Bi'ah Halacha says that we could assume that if people were walking until a certain spot, it only was established because they relied on a mumcha to tell them that they could go until that spot. What I find very interesting in quoting this Bi'ah Halacha, because the Mishnah Berurah says earlier in Sif Ches, in this Siman Shin Tzadik Tes, that the Shulchan Aruch says, Ha'ilanu Tchumei Shabbos Mechzakim. Everybody always walked until a certain spot. And now Bo Mumcha Umadar, now a Mumcha arrives, and he measures, and he says, he says that that's not the correct chum. Dalach is shaymim loy. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Rotz loymer. Av shoyim mechzakim sh'ad kan hu amok metchum. Even though until now everybody walked until a certain spot. Mikomokim. Kivit shabo achkach mumcha umoda. Now that this mumcha came and measured. V'omor sh'tosu. And he says that till now they were making a mistake. Shaymin loy, we listen to what he says. Bein lahachman, bein lahachman. So we find over here is a very interesting approach. On one hand, the Bi'ah Halacha is telling us that we could assume that if everybody in the city was doing something, what they did must have been done right. But if we, on the other hand, and why? Because as we're going to explain, the Gemara says it, because Tchumah the Rabbanah. And by the Rabbanah we can be Mekel and assume that they're doing it right. But on the other hand, even though we're being Mekel and saying that what they did was right, when we have proof to what they were doing is wrong, now we have a Mumcha, and the Mumcha tells us that the Tchum is really elsewhere, even though we have this Mumcha telling us that the Tchum was, even though we had till now that they were walking in a different spot, we don't say that's the way it has to be. We assume that there was a mistake made. So Tosfos continues asking, based on the Gemara that we quoted in Masechet Ksubos, the Gemara we said in Masechet Ksubos Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph teaches us Elon Amonim Lahoy Begodlon, Masherah Bekotten, that people could say Eidus when they were adults, what they saw when they were children. Zeksav Yadu Shal Abba, Vatkan Hayinu Mahalchim Shabbos. And the Gemara over there says that when are these people trusted? Only when there's a Godel coming along with them. So ask Tosfos, just like a cotton can only say testimony if he has a Godel coming along with him, shouldn't that be the halacha, that a woman herself cannot say testimony herself about the Tchum Shabbos? So Tosfos says two terutzim. One teretz Tosfos says that indeed, when our Mishnah says that a woman is Neman, it means that only when there's a Godel accompanying her saying her testimony. Tosfos in the second teretz says that din that we quoted from the Gemara Masechet Ksubos is not in all the cases that are mentioned in the Gemara there. When we speak about a Drabonon, the Isha is Neman even when she comes herself. And Tosfos even says that there's a raya to that, that one of the things the Gemara over there refers to is about saying testimony that there was that certain individuals ate Truma Drabonon, and the cotton is Neman himself. So too, since Truma Drabonon, an Isha is Neman herself. And that indeed is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Shimon Shin Sadi Tes Sifir Aleph. I feel ever, I feel a shivcha, namonim lamaima atchan tchum Shabbos. But as we discussed earlier, I have a cotton loy by the cotton. A cotton, while he's still a cotton, cannot say testimony. I'm nem na god loy mezoch ani, sha'at kan ayinu boim b'Shabbos, k'shis to cotton v'simch meledusai. In our previous shir, we quoted a Meroy Me'sada. The Meroy Me'sada says that if, as our Mishnah teaches us, that we need to have a mumcha to do the measuring of the Tchum Shabbos. But on the other hand, our Mishnah said that Tchum is only the Rabbanon. And since Tchum is only the Rabbanon, that's why in Isha is Neman, why do we need an expert? So Meroy Me'sada said, because since this is something that the entire city depends on, the halach is, we need to have it done by an expert. So ask the Meroy Me'sada, so if it's so important and we need an expert, why are we being makel and are relying on a woman? So he says that even though this is such an important issue that affects the entire city, on the other hand, says the Meroy Me'sada, the Gemara says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah that anything that's a nils d'avida l'goya, anything that will ultimately can be discovered, people don't say a lie. And says the Meroy Me'sada that certainly this halacha, this is something that could be caught, and that's why the neman. That's why, even though it's so important, women are neman. But there's another approach in the Paiskim why women are neman. It goes back to the Rashba that we quoted. The Rashba said that whenever you have a situation where the person could do it himself, there the person has namonis. Since the Rashba holds that women are qualified to measure the Tchum Shabbos, says the Rashba, women are also neman to say that they to where the Tchum Shabbos actually goes. So the Gemara said, why are women Neman? Because Tchum Adrabon, as the Gemara says right before the next Mishnah on the Aftun Tes Amun Aleph. So Tosfos points out that it seems that only because Tchum Adrabon, women are Neman. Were Tchum to be a Deraisa, women would not be Neman. Ask Tosfos, is that true? That women are not Neman by Deraisa? Ask Tosfos that we know that women We trust our women for all the kashrus of our home. We trust women to take challah. Where all of those issues are deraisas. On the other hand, Tosfos asks, we find that by bedikas chametz, which as we've been discussing, is only a derabbanan, women are not neman. So how do we understand this gemara? So there are a number of approaches in the Rishonim how to understand this quandary. When are women neman and when are women not neman? One is, it depends if the woman could do it herself or the woman cannot do it herself. So when it comes to shechita, where al pidin, a woman could do shechita. When it comes to nikar, where al pidin, a woman could do nikar. When it comes to taking off challah, where a woman could take her challah herself, that's why she's neman. But in a situation where the woman cannot do it herself, then she is not neman. So it goes back, according to this pshat in Tosfos, to would a woman be allowed to do the measuring of the tchum? If we hold that women are allowed to do the measuring of the tchum, so that even if in a deraisa, a woman would be allowed to do, would be neman. Obviously, if we would hold that tchum is deraisa, even the Rashba, who holds that women are allowed to measure, obviously the Rashba only holds that way because tchum are derabbanan. Because if tchumim were deraisa, women would indeed not be neman. That's one approach in the Rishonim. Another approach is the approach of the Ramban. The Ramban says that even if tchumim were deraisa, women would be neman. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation where a woman comes in and says that until here was the tchum, and there's an aide who's denying that what she says. And because there's an aide denying what she says, it's a situation of achosha, that's why if it were a deraisa, a woman wouldn't be neman. But if there is no achosha, a woman is neman. Another pshat. So according to this, the way we have to understand the machloikis, it seems, between the Ramban and Tosfos, is the machloikis is, would a woman be neman to measure herself if a tchumah were deraisa? Tosfos obviously holds that a woman would not be neman. The Ramban obviously holds that a woman could do the measuring herself. And indeed, the Rashba says that that could be reason why, even if it were the Raisa, she would be neman. And only we're talking about a woman who's not an expert. And that's why she's not neman. But then there's another approach in the Paiskim. And that approach is that the question is that a woman is neman. And it could be that a woman is even neman by a deraisa. The only shaila is, a woman is not neman, as the Ramban said, in a situation of achosha. And similarly, a woman is not neman in a situation of ischazik isura. And the question is this considered ischazik isura? Some paiskim say that since most of the world is outside of your tchum, so it's considered as chazik isura, and therefore a woman is not neman. The Sfasemis and most Paiskim, on the other hand, hold that a woman is neman. It's not considered as chazik isura, because in a situation that we're only trying to be mevaru, we're trying to clarify what is the situation, there Allah is, that's called a birur, and it's not called a schazik asura. So just to review, if it's a deraisa, would a woman be neman or not? So Tosfos says, it depends if it's biyodai, if it's a situation where she could do it herself, then she's neman. If she can't do it herself, she's not Neman. The Ramban's approach is that it depends if there's a Achosha. That's when she would not be Neman if it's a Daraisa. If there's no Achosha, even if it's a Daraisa, she'd be Neman. And the third approach is a question, is Tchum considered as Chazik Isura? Other Rishayim say that in a situation that's it's the woman's responsibility. The woman is in charge of the home. The woman is in charge of the kashrus of the home. That's why she's Nema. On the other hand, something which is not really her responsibility, making the tchum of the city is not the responsibility of the women, and therefore women are not Neman. And that perhaps is pshat in what Tosfos says, why women are not Neman for Bedikas Chametz. Because, again, it's not their responsibility. And since it's not their responsibility, they don't do it properly. And therefore, many Paiskim say that in a place where women take the responsibility to check the Chametz and make sure the house is properly cleaned, they may be on Neman, indeed, for Bedikas Chametz. This discussion that we just repeated in the Rishonim about the Nemanus of a woman is the basis for a very famous tshuva that Rav Moshe writes in Chelek Yerudeya, Chelek Beis, Simen Mem Dalet, where the question was asked that there was a person who was a Mashgiach, a Kashrus Mashgiach, and he passed away, and that was the source of income to the family. And his wife, the Amona, now wants to take over that position. And the question that Rav Moshe discusses is do women have Nemanus to be a Mashgiach? So he says that if Tosfos says that we trust a woman on anything that's biyada, so it's certainly biyada to do the job properly as far as being a mashgiach for kashrus, as she is in charge of the kashrus in a home. Furthermore, Rav Moshe explains that the kashrus of a factory is not considered a situation of this chazik isura, and therefore, even though we said that perhaps by tchumim, women are not neman, because it's chazik isura, we just quoted the machloikis hapoiskit. And Rav Moshe says, clearly, a situation of a factory that's supposed to be kosher, that we don't know anything wrong has happened, and on the contrary, with her job, or the mashgiach's job, is to make sure that everything should be done properly. So until we know that something wrong has happened, it's in the category of lo yischazik isur. The only issue Rav Moshe is left with is that the halacha is that we're not supposed to give a woman a position of srora, a position of authority. And the question is making a person, a mashgiach, considered a position of authority? So he says that the Kesem Mishnah and the Retvaz are of the opinion that only the being appointed as a king is considered a minui. Any other position is not considered a minui, and therefore there is no problem of surara. He says, however, the Rambam, and he says that the Chinuch and Rashi and Ran all agree that the only position of authority that a woman may not be appointed to is the appointment to Melech. But the Rambam, he says, is clearly of the opinion that any appointment is not permitted for a woman. And therefore, that's the one issue Rav Moshe remains with if we're allowed to appoint a woman to be a mashgiach of kashrus. Is that considered a minui of srorah?